The second class is the Applied Policy Seminar. This is a really different kind of class. Hopefully most of you have heard something about it. It's a course that we overhauled this year, and I think have had some really great success with it. And we're going to be continuing continuous improvement, but you know, extending it into next year. This is a class where students work in teams of usually 3 to 5 or 6 students on a semester-long supervised consulting project. So right now I'm working with about a dozen organizations trying to come up with really good, interesting, valuable projects for you guys to work on next semester. And then the semester is basically involved with you working with the clients, working with me, working with your teams, to do a project that's of importance to this organization. A lot of the projects that we've done already have immediately translated into changes in policy in the organizations or the governments that we're working with. So this is really an opportunity to pull together and integrate a lot of what you're doing now in your Ford School experience, to get to know an organization, to get to know a policy area in depth. The deliverables for the class are a professional quality report that you'll produce and get to take with you on your job interviews afterwards, and a presentation to the clients, either over video conference or in person, depending on where they are and other circumstances. I will tell you that in surveys that we've done of employers and alums, these skills are highly valued. To be able to talk about in your job interviews the experience that you have working with a real organization, doing a semester-long project, producing a report, doing lots of different kinds of work to get the job done, producing something of value and of high quality to the organization is really, really valuable. If I had my way, it would be a requirement. It's not. But I would really, really encourage you to do it. Even if there isn't a project in your exact niche that you know you're going to work in for the rest of your life, all the better, I'd say. Come and take, you know, take on a project in an area that you might not know so much about, and you'll learn a ton, I promise you. And so we're working really hard to make sure right now that we've got a nice range of projects. You know, we will know better in a month or two exactly what those projects are going to be. But let me just tell you right now who we're talking to. We're working with the GAO, Government Accountability Office. We're working with the Michigan Municipal League, the cities of Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Traverse City, Michigan. The Joint U.S.-China Collaboration on Clean Energy, a nonprofit called Next Energy, another nonprofit called the Heat and Warmth Fund. I don't know exactly which of those are going to turn into good projects. It takes a lot to, you know, sort of make it into a project, but that gives you a sense of the kinds of organizations that we're talking to and working with. So I do promise you that they will be good projects. So come and check it out in the fall, and hope to see as many of you there as possible. I should also say that we're committed to teaching the Applied Policy Seminar fall and winter. I'm going to be doing both. So if you can't fit it in the fall or it doesn't fit in your schedule or whatever, we will be doing it in the winter. But I also encourage you not to wait till the winter if you can fit it in the fall, because I imagine there will be more people who try to take it in the winter. So if you can take it in the fall and you are eager to get this kind of applied experience, come and take it.